That is fair. How about Dave breaking out the baseball cap and the professional shirt? That's safe.
Yeah, it's a telling mix there.
Yes. There's Welcome a man who doesn't comb his own hair.
Too highly questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That's Bomani Jones. He's not telling any lies. I haven't combed my own hair since 1998. She's Mina Kimes. Let's get started.
Did Mike Gundy and Chuba Hubbard's Twitter video convince you that there are good days ahead?
All right. I don't know what you think of when you think of Mike Gundy. Is it the rant where he told you he was 40 years old? Is it the hair that suggests that he still drives to the facility in a 1983 Trans Am? Is it scoring 41 points in a bunch of games where he's always allowing 48, or the big games where they only score 19 points every time we watch them? But with all of that said, in this pandemic, he has really not said or done smart things. He told us a long time ago, hey, Oklahoma State needs to get out on the football field because we've got to break these bodies in order to make money. And then he wears a t-shirt that his running back objects to, and it leads to all of this. His running back, all he did is said, I will not stand for that t-shirt. And then it results in this hostage video.
In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt I was wearing, I've met with some players and realize it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society. And so we had a great meeting and made aware of some things that players feel like that can make our organization, our culture, even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. And I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me, and we got good days ahead.
I'll start off by first saying that I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I'm not someone that, you know, has to, you know, tweet something to make change. I should have went to him as a man, and I'm more about action. So that was bad on my part. But from now on, we're going to focus on bringing change, and that's the most important thing.
I don't know what the weirdest thing about that is. Is it the heavy breathing from a cameraman who is wearing a mask? Is it that there was only one apology in that video and it came from the wrong person? Can you help me understand what was weirdest here?
You could tell the cameraman was real nervous, not just because of the heavy breathing and the shaking, but because he framed it so poorly to where it just said boy culture. It was like a hostage video where everybody was being taken hostage at the same time. I really didn't know what to make out of it. I thought it was also, frankly, useless because Gundy doesn't actually address the reason why Chuba was upset, which is that he supported a network that has espoused conspiracy theories, said Black Lives Matter is a farce. I would be curious to know if he feels that way. And I realize Oklahoma State fans are watching at home and saying, Mike Gundy doesn't care what you think, Mina Kimes. He doesn't have to answer to you. To which I'd say, yeah, you're right. He doesn't have to answer to me. But you know who he does have to answer to? His players, his teammates, his future players. In contrast, how Oklahoma State's players responded or didn't respond yesterday with what we saw out of Clemson's players and former players in response to what happened with Dabo Swinney. I think the difference is telling and suggests this might be about more than a t-shirt.
Look, man, you know that dap wasn't real because Chuba didn't come all the way around. He brought it in and then stopped at the shoulder, right? They had already violated the social distancing by the time they engaged it in the first place. If it's really love, you go all the way. He was like, all right, cool, let me get out of here. Y'all heard? Y'all cut that video out yet? The mistake, though, that I think that everybody is making in this is focusing too much on that shirt. Now, it's easy to focus on Gundy wearing that shirt because he's been so silly about this whole thing. He sounds like an idiot when he talks about that network. He did it 2 months ago where he was like, there's no left, there's no right. He said they just present the facts. Even the people that like that network are like, no, it's right. That's what we're here for. And he'll have you believe he stumbled across it on cable and he finally found the only channel that's playing the real news, right? And that is ridiculous. But Chuba Hubbard did not all of a sudden do that just because Mike Gundy wore a shirt for a network that I doubt he watches very much. Immediately after that happened, those other players were like, yeah, the dude calls me ghetto. He threatens to send me back to the hood. That's what we got. And we didn't get it from walk-ons like we got from Clemson. We got it from some of the best players on the team. We got it from Justice Hill, who's in the NFL right now. Got it from that defensive back who's a Thorpe Award semifinalist. Like, these are the guys that you would think would like this dude. So when he says that there are going to be changes, the kind of stuff those other players are tweeting about, you ain't going to fix that in about 2 hours. And it doesn't matter if he sells me on it. It doesn't matter if he sells the people on it. Mina's right. It's all about whether he sells his players on what he's talking about. And I saw a dude stand up who said, I speak for the whole offensive line when I say I support Chuba. They aren't just doing that about that shirt. There ain't that many political junkies on the team.
One of the things that bears noting as you see the powerless suddenly feel a little more comfortable, a little more fearless about speaking up in a culture that does not reward that, you see how quickly the institutional stuff falls on their head, because it wasn't but a few hours where all of a sudden this kid is apologizing for, hey, I broke the rules by not taking it to my coach. But in many instances, they don't take it to their coach because the coach has all the power and they don't have any of it. My guess is that that video was not Chuba's idea. My guess is that that got put out that quickly because the institution wanted it out that quickly.
Right. And Chuba's looking across the country and he's seeing players come out in public and get results immediately. Like, do we really think this would have worked out in his favor if he had gone to Mike Gundy's office and had a conversation with him like a man, as he said? Do we really think Mike Gundy, of all people, would have said, oh, yeah, you're absolutely right, let's talk about change? There's not a chance.
It broke my heart, though, to see him back down and do that video. It honestly did, because if they really wanted something to change, I think it's more likely that keeping the push on is going to have that effect than it is just kind of going for it right now. Like, they got to those dudes so fast, and we've seen this at a couple schools now. We saw the same thing happen at Iowa. They got to him fast, and they dragged a couple players out for the press conference with Kirk Ferentz acting like he had no idea that his road dog was behaving in this way. No idea that people thought his son was a jerk, and they brought those player had him participate. At Clemson, at least, it felt really voluntary. Like, those dudes really wanted to end up for Dabo Swinney. Did Chuba Hubbard look like he wanted to be there? Really? Honestly? Did that seem like that was something that he wanted to do? It didn't look like that to me. There seems to be a much bigger issue going on in that shirt. If you keep focusing on the shirt, tell you, you're going to make a fool out of yourself. Those dudes are screaming out what the problem is, and it ain't what most people are talking about today.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie Show.
Well, I know the owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen.
Would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers. Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Do you question if Rob Manfred regrets talking about the baseball season?
If the reason you love sports is to hear commissioners talk or to hear Mike Greenberg be born for this moment of slaloming between commissioners, this was the night for you last night, as Rob Manfred and commissioners exist to be booed. It's actually kind of surprising that Adam Silver has the sterling reputation that he does. But listen to Manfred after saying 100% guarantee we're going to be back. Baseball will play this season. This is what he says last night.
You told Carl Ravich here on ESPN last week that you felt 100% certain that there will be a season this year. How do you feel today?
Well, I know the owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen.
Would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
Omani, what's the point of talking from a position of leadership if you're going to say the opposite of what you said before?
He should have stayed at home, right? Like, once they did not have a plan to come back, when everybody else who's there has a plan to come back, you don't have any business being at this thing. You just can't go. Instead, he got up there all nervous, like, I'm going to do it. Because he thought he was throwing down the big joker. And then as a result, he is being pilloried at every turn. Rob Manfred is being destroyed because he is the commissioner of a sport where the media that covers it will destroy the people in charge in times like these. And at this moment, it's something you rarely see. The public sentiment may not be on the side of the players, but it's absolutely opposed to the owners because it's being laid bare. And Rob Manfred kind of put it out there. That's not the behavior of a group of people that want to have a baseball season.
So Adam Silver gets a lot of praise, and I think sometimes excessively, right? But he had to have been like waiting for all the other commissioners to go watching this and just feeling like the luckiest man in the world, because his job, like on a relative basis, it's so easy because these guys make him look so good. All he has to do is run out the clock because he knows Manfred is going to fumble. Goodell is going to throw. Even Goodell, by the way, was watching Rob Manfred, and he dropped a fairly juicy take with that Kaepernick bit. But he was watching Rob Manfred and thinking like, yeah, I got this. The meat shield has a meat shield now, and it's another commissioner.
Do you question if Lamar Jackson did a good job avoiding this tackler?
All right, beach football is not a thing that you want to be doing if you are a very valuable young body and your entire sport needs you to be great at football. Let's see what happens here with Lamar Jackson on a beach football field.
And here it is. You don't.
Did he just run into the jet ski?
That's not on purpose.
Is that a pylon? Is that what's happening there?
I don't know, but I will say that jet ski did a better job tackling him than half of the NFL last year, right? Like Bill Belichick is on the phone with that jet ski. I am very worried by this video as someone who is personally very invested in Lamar Jackson's health, because I think there are a lot of people who are the opposite and would like him to not be healthy. I know that sounds dark, but I believe it to be true because of their priors that they want to be confirmed by Lamar Jackson getting hurt. I would not like that to happen, so I would like him to stop playing beach football. Ravens, wrap him in bubble wrap. Put a stop to this.
Yeah, that appeared to be a series of bad decisions. And this is also like an indicator to me that I'm just getting old, because when I think of people playing beach football, I think of somebody that I guess Lamar Jackson would have no reason to think of.
Yeah.
Robert Edwards. Yeah. And if you hear me say career. Robert Edwards and it means something to you, you're like, oh, damn, right? Otherwise, you're like, who in the world is Robert Edwards? That's the point. You don't know who Robert Edwards was because he was just having a good time at the Pro Bowl playing beach football and ended his career. If you want a frightening thought, by the way, Robert Edwards and Takeo Spikes played high school football together on like a 2A or 3A Georgia high school team. Yeah. Just imagine that.
I saw Takeo Spikes. I saw him like at the Soho House right before this started, and his neck should have its own government. So like big. It really should. So it's big. So ridiculous.
I saw him at the airport once. I'm just like, he is so big.
It's crazy.
Is he the all-time neck leader? Like, if you look at every iconic NFL big neck photo of the last 20 years, including the Harvard 20. Dude.
Last 20, that's a good one. I have to think about that.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Highly Questionable is presented by Modelo. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour. In New Jersey, Christian Hackenberg's new career.
Okay, so Hackenberg's golden arm did not do anything other than rot in football, but it can still throw a baseball pretty hard. So let's check in with Christian Hackenberg's new career, not quarterback. He's going baseball pitcher here.
It's like as simple as I can put it. Like, I just want to compete, man. Like, I kind of have had, you know, my tribulations with the NFL and
really?
Had success and
you never seen
had that roller coaster ride.
I mean,
you know, at the end of the day, I'm 25 and like
he never got on the field in the NFL. He looks like a guy who's not a football player.
Well, Mia was really judging you there for not knowing what Christian Hackenberg looks like.
Well, it's actually relevant because I believe a big part of the reason why he was drafted as high as he was and the Jets stuck with him and he stuck around the league a little bit is because he looks like a quarterback, Bomani. But you're right. He did not see the field. In fact, a player that drafted to not attempt a single pass in the NFL has only happened twice in the history of the league. The other player was Gene Bradley. I'm rooting for him. I know it's easy to dump on him and I wouldn't blame anyone, but you know, at least he's trying. And look, I dumped on Tebow and he's not been that bad.
No, he's been terrible. Let me just run something by Christian Hackenberg. I don't know if this is something he's considered in his options. I don't know. Young man, have you thought about getting a job? Right. And I know that right now is not necessarily the easiest time in the world to go somewhere and get a job, but that looks to me like a dude that needs to go get a job. In high school, he had an ERA of 7.35 and now he's trying to go to the big leagues. Do you not have any skills for the current job market? Maybe you can take this time to learn how to code, but I'm just telling you what you need is a job.
Counter. A lot of baseball players don't want to play right now. Maybe there's never been a better time for Christian Hackenberg to take a crack at the league.
Counter. A lot of baseball players in high school did not pitch 25 innings and walk 40 people.
40.
We're out of time. We decided to just crush Christian Hackenberg to end the show. Check out Bomani Jones, The Right Time with Bomani Jones is the podcast. Mina's got two of them. If you want football, Mina Kimes show featuring Lenny and also ESPN Daily. Check them out.
Dan, 80% of your listeners pee in the shower. How do you feel about that?
That was staggering.